It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 30th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is nemesis, spelled N-E-M-E-S-I-S. Nemesis is a noun. A nemesis is a formidable foe, an opponent or enemy who is very difficult to defeat. As a proper noun, nemesis refers to the Greek goddess of vengeance. Here's the word used in a sentence from Wired by Matt Kamen. 2020's original Enola Holmes proved to be a surprisingly enjoyable twist on the world's most famous detective, focusing instead on his overlooked sister, Enola. No surprise, then, that this follow-up is just as exciting a romp through Victorian London. Despite proving her skills in the first film, Enola struggles to establish her own detective credentials until a missing person report leads her to a case that's stumped even Sherlock and sees her crossing paths with his arch-nemesis, Moriarty. Nemesis was the Greek goddess of vengeance, a deity who doled out rewards for noble acts and punishment for evil ones. The Greeks believed that Nemesis didn't always punish an offender immediately, but might wait generations to avenge a crime. In English, the word nemesis originally referred to someone who brought a just retribution, but nowadays people are more likely to see simple animosity rather than justice in the actions of a nemesis. Consider the motivations of Batman's perennial foe, the Joker, for example. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.